98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Thursday. Delighted to welcome one of our favorite artists here on KZE back to the studio. You can catch him tonight at Keegan Ales in Kingston, kicking off around 6 o'clock. Please welcome to KZE, Jack Grace.
All right. Do you remember when things all went to hell? My head was in concrete, dry into a slab, so I couldn't tell. So I couldn't tell how things had gone so very wrong, that it was beautiful, beautiful, oh, so very beautiful. Now things are better, I've learned to smile. Yes, it's true, I found my way, but it sure took a while before I could trust someone. I mean, really touch someone with all my soul. I once broke down my soul so hard that it was beautiful. Yes, it was beautiful. Gentle ride, others get a bumpy ride, but everyone goes, so make sure you know that it was beautiful, beautiful, oh, so very beautiful. Yes, it was beautiful.
KZE. It's Jack Grace in the studio with us. It's been a while. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. Always like home here at KZE.
Yes, indeed. We, you know, we hear you all the time. We play you regularly on the station, so
yeah,
I feel like
I
it hasn't been
it.
As long, but it's been a hot minute. How yeah. Have you been?
I've been great. You know, I did 220 shows last year.
That is a lot of shows.
I'm 56, and, you know, I think I did come to the conclusion, like, maybe it's time to do less than 220, but I'm enjoying it. You know, as I say, I have a 4-year-old now, so I'm trying not to tour as much. So I'm playing, trying to, you know, get home to my own bed as often as I can, but
sure.
Still doing it. And, You know, I got three albums coming out this year. I got an album coming out April 6th called All the Above, on all the old streamings and all that. And then I'm putting out an album with my band Stake, which I've been together for 33 years. We're putting out an album. And then my first children's album.
Yeah.
Which I'm going under the name of Wandering Jack.
Wandering Jack. I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds very mysterious.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And go for that hobo vibe, you know?
Or like an old Irishman.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Wandering Jack. You know?
Wandering Jack live in the studio with me. What mode are you going to be in tonight at Keegan's?
I'm doing the finger picking soul thing, like you just heard, you know, and some boisterous. Like, that's why I like to play a song like that. So very beautiful. Obviously, that's one of those songs that a certain type of vibe. You have to get the good listening moment to throw that one in.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And this is a beautiful guitar. Will you tell us a little bit about this?
You just heard, everybody out there. This is a 1949 Martin 0018. To some of you, that's you know, it's a holy grail of sorts. I acquired it through someone that believes in me that just basically said, you can have it. And I had to, you know, get the neck reset and everything. But this was what you just heard was the first complete song played on it because I just got it.
That is honestly an honor for KZE. So thank you for gracing us with that.
Oh, you kidding? It's a beautiful way to kick things off with it. You know?
Yeah. Well, it is. It's gorgeous. It's in pristine shape. I mean, and even as a non-guitar person, just the fact that it's this beautiful, pristine thing from 1949 is enough.
When I picked it up from the person, I needed work, but I was driving to a gig in New Jersey and I had it in the passenger seat out of the case and I just kept staring at it going, oh my God, oh my God. I had to just look at it for the drive.
Yeah. Does it have a name or do you name things?
I don't force a name, mm-hmm. You know, kind of like a songwriting, like it's going to happen. Some things have names, but... No, that's too soon. I mean, it's yet to be revealed.
Got to get to know it.
But my main guitar that I play all the time is a 47 Gibson. And that's the crazy one that you know, people are like, well, you can't take this out and play. I go, look, I'm here to live with my guitars.
Yeah. But
where I draw the line is I don't fly with them, okay? I don't fly with those kind of guitars.
That's wise.
But the 47 Gibson, from all the different people I've had the honor of being on the road with, first Merle Haggard signed it after I played with him, and then Doc Watson signed it after that, and then it was Charlie Louvin of the Louvin Brothers signed it, and then when I recently went on tour for Gordon Lightfoot's last tour, he signed it, and then I did some shows with Randy Newman, and he signed it.
Awesome.
So it's got a great collection of names. People are like, oh, you got to insure it. I'm like, what? It's my signatures, my life. Like, what's the difference? If it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, that's a brave philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I'm in the music industry. Whether either brave or dumb or whatever you want to call it, I call it too dumb to stop.
Or just it's what drives you. It's what you're good at.
Yeah.
You know. And also, I am very much of the mind that life is short. We don't know. Nobody knows how much time we have.
Yeah.
Do things that make you happy.
Absolutely.
You know. That's why I ski so much.
Yeah, and skiing is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the ski world, we say tools, not jewels, when we talk about, you know, taking your skis into the woods and beating them up. And, you know, they're there to be used, just like the guitars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess I could do another number.
That would be wonderful.
I mean, you know, now that we have this nice quiet thing, I think I'm going to stick with the mellower side.
Yeah.
I'll play one that's going to be on the new album. This one goes out to everyone that's lost someone, because everyone unfortunately experiences that, but this was particularly inspired by a couple of musicians that we lost in the band over time. Our buddy Drew Glacken, our steel player, had passed away, and then our buddy Tim Wunsell on bass, you know, he'd gone. So anyway, wrote this song. It goes like this. I tried anything, but it didn't seem to work. Stuffed my notes and that in the pocket of my shirt. Entranced by the magic from when the day's about to bloom. Some things go way too soon. He was quite genuine and people noticed that. Charming strangers with a curious effect. exchanging melodies in a given afternoon. Some things go way too soon. Now you can't hold on to that. It's like water without a glass. Oh yeah. I found my common sense that I never seemed to use. Some things go way too soon. Like water without a glass. Oh yeah. The fleeting majesty of a perfect summer's day. Wandering the island, let the earth decide the way. Banging on the doors of God till the sun became the moon. Some things go way too soon. Now you can't hold on to that. It's like water without a glass. Oh yeah. What's growing on the vine is that the harvest that I need. Thriving flowers to someone else is just a weed. Wisdom ripened, did I miss it when it bloomed? Some things go way too soon. Some things go way too soon. Some things go way too soon.
KZE. We've got Jack Grace in the studio, and very lucky we are to have him. And you can see him tonight at Keegan Ales in Kingston. Three albums coming this year.
I know.
That's a lot.
I got a lot of songs.
So,
and yeah.
How
and
do you divide them up? Like, so it was just a matter of like, I have all of these songs written. I got to put them.
What happened is I finally learned how to run my own studio. Mm. So that just suddenly I've got a backlog of albums to make and to do. And so what I did was just, sometimes I would take the band and go in and do like all the tracks at a big studio, but then I could do all the overdubs and everything at my place, you know? And so I've just found a system to crank them out. And, you know, if I had my druthers, I could put out 6 albums this year.
Yeah. So exactly. I mean, it's once you can DIY it, you don't have to, save for months and months and pay a big producer. That's, that's
fabulous.
I mean,
it's still, I've got it down to... because I still pay, here's the thing, I still pay someone to do the final mixes because I just want that, I think like we were joking that to do your own mixes is a little bit like self-dentistry. Mm. There's a certain side where you want someone from the outside to come in and mix what you've done. So, so I sort of go there, but I think I've got it down to where, I'll just say it, I think I got it down to about $3,000 an album with, between paying everybody.
That's pretty darn good.
I mean, from another day, but that's still, when you're making a living playing music, that still takes it out. And if you could put out 10 albums,
Yeah. Jack Grace in the studio. And the third album coming out is a children's album under Wandering Jack. It was funny because I was chatting with my guest yesterday in the studio, who also does some children's music. And I asked him a question that I'd like to also pose to you, which is when you're writing for kids, where do you get your inspiration? What's your angle?
Well, with my four-year-old, that was the impetus. There's one called Mommy Was a Daddy Once, Baby Is a... Mommy Was a Daddy Once, Daddy Was a Baby Once, Baby Is a Baby Right Now.
Wow.
And
what?
Yeah. Mommy was a baby once, daddy was a baby once, baby is a baby right now. And it goes through all the babies, right? Everybody gets to be a baby. A cat gets to be a baby. And that got through a conversation with my daughter. And so a lot of them, for me, was the lucky, I actually played children's music when I was 20 for a while and wrote some songs. And then I got busy touring and sort of left. And I said, I'll do that when I had a kid. And I kept my promise. I just didn't know it'd be 52.
Sure.
When that happened. So I write a lot of songs with my daughter. But now that I've kind of gotten into a mode, there's a certain thing where, like, I was just playing a children's show this morning, and at one point I was like, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do? And all of a sudden I was like, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do today? And I was like, you know what? There's the impetus.
Yeah.
And my new favorite thing to do with the studio is I'll just put down, what are we going to do today? And then I'll throw some crazy chords out. And then sing over them. And I find with kids' music, that really works because then I get to be creative in this weird way. So what's funny is that there's a lot of room to experiment in children's music.
Sure.
And yet, you know, then I also go back and then find these solid songs that are from, you know, there was a song I heard Pete Seeger doing, a song about birds. And I learned that song. And it's just like, oh, man, you know, there's experiment, but there's also the rock of mm-hmm. just finding the beauty and just letting kids know that they're little wonderful humans, and they think they don't have a job, but children's job is very simple. They bring love and beauty and hope to the world, and I tell them that that's their job.
Yeah, that's a good thing to remind them of.
Yeah
put them to work. Yeah. Is your daughter showing interest in music herself?
Oh yeah, we write songs together. She says, Daddy, play this, do this. She can, you know what is funny is that she can play harmonica for real.
Nice.
So she goes up and she just grabs a harmonica when I'm playing shows sometimes. And at first everybody goes, oh, how cute. And then she starts ripping and people go, oh my God. They don't expect awesome. That she can really play. And I didn't know, but it's again with what's
it's a
great,
very intuitive instrument. I could see how a kid could, you know, with enough practice figure it out.
Yeah, and since she's around at all, she sort of has that thing. But what I think the beauty of it is that there's no pushing, like, come on, keep playing your harmonica, you're good at it. She comes and goes with them at this age. Mm-hmm. And then she may settle down, but right now she's really talented at drawing and stuff, you know. But, you know, keeping busy with all these different things, and, you know, I quit drinking 2.5 years ago.
Nice.
Because just to keep up with my daughter and get everything done, but all the that's also how I can, you know, do 220 shows and make 3 albums. The output is easier.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh yeah, well, you know, you gotta quit. I was like, you know, I might drink again one day. I don't know, but right now I'm too busy.
Yeah, it saves you a bunch of money too.
It sure does. It sure does. So, you know.
Yeah, I stopped just like Monday through Thursday, and even that was like, oh boy, like I'm saving a good amount of money here.
You know, everybody, you know, and the thing is then. With my persona, though, there was so many albums that thanks to KZ, that always plays them still, is like my album Drinking Songs for Lovers, The Martini Cowboy, you know, these albums. And so I make it clear at my shows, I'm like, look, I'm not telling anybody what to do or what not to do. I still believe in drinking, you know. It's just, you just have to find your path with it, and everybody does. And that's the point. I believe in everybody being able to do what they want to do.
Absolutely.
I haven't become some holy roller.
Yeah. You know? I wouldn't have expected you to.
Yeah.
Jack Grace is my guest in the studio. Catch him tonight at Keegan Ales in Kingston. You don't have to buy him a drink. You can just come and have one and
that's
hang
right.
out and listen to some really good songs. That's 6 o'clock-ish tonight. And
6 o'clock-ish tonight.
What else you got going on?
Okay. And then... if you're further out there, on Friday night, I'll be at the Shire in Delhi, New York at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, I will be playing a bartender in The Iceman Cometh, which we were doing at the Half Moon in Hudson on Sunday, a full reading production. And then we were going to do it again in Tivoli on March 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Trag Haven. As for that, so there's plenty of plays, there's plenty of things.
Very cool. And is there one place that folks can go to follow your doings? Do you do socials or what's your...
Good old just jackgrace.com.
Beautiful.
I do post and do all the other stuff, but I'd love if we could all just agree. Let's just all stop doing it.
Oh boy, I would love that
too.
Could
we just do it? I don't think it's doing the world any good.
I have been saying for a while that the internet was a mistake, and if we could all just collectively agree to not use it anymore, I think that'd be terrific.
Yes, when Bill Clinton or Al Gore or Bill Clinton, whatever, called it the information superhighway, they didn't realize it was going to become the information super misinformation highway.
Yeah, it's a disaster. It's a disaster. I mean, you know, and not to drag this interview on, but I do think, you know, as the internet becomes less and less real, and I mean that in every single way, you know, where everything is now AI generated, and you got to look twice at every single thing. I am wondering if there will be a bit of a return to, you know, communication forms like this one, to live in person music. You know, this is the positive I'm trying to see.
Radio is the best way for all of us to get to know music. Because the way most people always, how bands used to get big and all that, is it starts with one song. Mm-hmm. You hear one song and you love it. And then maybe then you would buy the album, and sometimes you'd love the whole album. Sometimes you go, okay, that band, I like the one song.
Yep.
But there was a discovery process. Now with Spotify and all these things and playlists, that can still happen. But all of us, like, even when there's someone we like who's a hero, there's something about this that just doesn't have the spark and magic there. You don't even get I've been meaning to go check that out. And mm-hmm. we've devalued it all.
Yeah.
But you can find me, by the way, at Jack Grace Band on all those. So Spotify, Apple Music. There is some Australian guy, Jack Grace. So once in a while, someone will look up Jack Grace and find that guy. And like, you don't sound like I thought you were.
Do you guys ever communicate? Maybe you go to Australia, do a couple shows with them?
Well, I actually had to like do the jump and get a cease and desist on him in the U.S.
Bummer.
Just there wasn't a choice because it was becoming a problem.
Yeah,
But what had happened was when he started, I said, hey, you might not want to do this because I'm established in the U.S. And he gave me some sort of like snide comment, like where I was like, okay, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying it's going to get confusing.
Yeah.
And then when it got confusing, I had to be like, the reason was that I did that, honestly, was more like he started having some management stuff. And the people I work with said, actually, you just do it because he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I did it more as a preemptive strike.
Like, I mean, you've been Jack Grace for, I assume a lot longer than this guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What's funny, and then there was another one in England. I mean, here's the thing. It's not actually my birth name. Mm. Full reveal. I was born John Pancaldo
okay.
in 1968, and I became Jack Grace around 1998. Thinking the John Pancaldo band wasn't going to catch. So then I used my grandparents' name, Jack and Grace Pancaldo, and that's how I got Jack Grace.
That's beautiful.
But the other thing is that some of these guys, maybe their name is actually Jack Grace, so in a way. But, you know, this is how it works, you know, is that you gotta have some sort of thing. But I am not a litigate person.
No, no, can't imagine.
It's not my bag, man.
Well, I'm glad you still have the Jack Grace name.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did what you had to do to keep that. And yeah. And once again, it's jackgracemusic.com.
Jackgrace.com.
Jackgrace.com.
But if you, on all the Spotify's you want to find, you look for Jack Grace Band.
Excellent.
Same thing on all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you tonight at Keegan's. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks so much for having me.
We got your community bulletin board and Bon Iver up next, 98.1 KZE.